Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 66. Hi, my girl.
Randy Orvis.
And today we will be discussing whatever we want, probably tech news and...
Whatever we want.
You know, whatever else is going on out in the world in the last week. Today is August 23rd, I believe we decided.
Yes.
Via a calendar, I'm sure.
Storm's rolling in, Michael.
Randy thinks a storm's coming in.
It's the perfect storm.
Didn't that happen in, like, 91 or something?
I feel like it was a lot after 91, but...
Anyway.
91 wasn't... That was the Wayne's World. Wayne's World.
Is that when the Halloween blizzard hit?
That was.
That was the perfect storm.
That was the perfect storm?
Well, because it was the storm
out in
the...
I was talking about the movie.
Right, the movie.
You're talking about...
The movie was based on that storm that happened at that same time, though.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. The storm happened out in the ocean, you know, or whatever, on the coast, but it affected...
So they don't care about Minnesota.
It was a, you know, correlation was because of... Anyway. See? That's what I mean about us talking whatever we want, right? Right. So anyway, it is Thursday night, shortly after 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you're listening live, you probably already know that. But otherwise, you can always join us, hang out and chat, typically every Thursday.
Typically. Have we missed
typically.
A Thursday? Other than holidays?
No, I was going to say Thanksgiving, but I think that was the only one. Yeah, I think we just did it on Wednesday.
We should just say F it. Be like, sorry, Wednesday. Mom and Dad. Sorry, Grandma and Grandpa. Can't make Thanksgiving this year. We got a podcast to do.
Well, we could do
maybe they
Thanksgiving
could come
in the morning and podcasting at night. Isn't Thanksgiving typically for me, it's like at noon anyway.
Uh-huh.
For last year, I think we went to Duluth. Was that Thunder?
That was Thunder.
Is that what just happened?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I thought maybe we just had some sweet surround sound all of a sudden. Who knows what is
like I said, we got the perfect storm brewing.
Perfect storm.
Oh, I was going to check out.
I've never seen that movie. Have you seen that movie?
No, I saw is that...
You seen Storm of the Century?
Yeah, no, I didn't see it. Is that the one with the boat?
Is Kevin Costner in one of those?
Is that one with the boat?
Like, is there anybody in the chat room? Are you in the chat room? Does anybody know? Is anyone...
Perfect Storm. Anybody seen it?
No one.
No one.
Where's Fowler when you need him?
Yeah. Storm's possible. How can you say possible when it's like freaking brewing out there?
If you didn't know, Fowler is our resident movie expert. Maybe you've seen his work at bleedgeek.com/movies.
That was a nice little plug there.
I know. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, the storm's moving in.
Randy's currently checking the radar.
I need to look, actually. I really do.
Are you going to move your car?
If there's supposed to be hail.
Randy's got
to
move his car if there's going to be hail, just an FYI.
Yeah.
There's not going to be hail, though. Not within the hour.
It's like right
it
outside Minneapolis.
It comes out of nowhere, Mike.
The storm's right outside Minneapolis. Maybe if you would have went and looked at the clouds. Go look at the clouds.
I'm in the middle of something here.
Yeah.
So, are you ready for this or what?
Let's do it.
So last Friday, there was some crazy news toward the end of the day.
Crazy.
Actually, it was really close to the end of the day. OnLive held an all-hands meeting and essentially laid their entire staff off. And basically said they were shutting down. Since then, there's been a lot of talk about what's really happening. Supposedly, they're being bought out by a new entity.
Being bought out, huh?
And they're gonna, you know, are being bought, acquired, I don't know. There's a lot of rumor and speculation. No one really knows what's actually happening, it seems like.
No one knows.
But, so they fired everyone. Everybody left Friday after evening with all their stuff. Some of them are supposedly gonna get rehired by this new company, but who knows? Apparently they have a ton of debt and... They have very expensive servers to keep everything going. OnLive does. The video game service is what really kicked them off, I think, is like cloud gaming, basically. And they also now do like remote desktops, and there's like an OnLive app for iPad, so you can like run Windows on it and stuff like that. Thus far, there hasn't been any downtime for the services, and they say there will be no downtime for the services. But we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's kind of crazy stories all around regarding it.
It's true. I got nothing, really. It doesn't... I mean, it was a good service, but I don't think there was enough hype for it.
Well, the problem... Well, the app
they needed a hype
free.
Man. They needed a hype man.
Well, there was a lot of talk about whether or not later, when they were getting into the license, like, they were allowing you to access, like, Windows machines with, like, Word on them and stuff, how the licensing all worked, and... So who knows what that had
it's
to do with everything.
It's best not to ask questions that you don't want to know the answer to.
There's been a lot of Twitter news lately. We talked before about... I believe we talked about it anyway. They cut off their Find Your Friends on Instagram due to their... Well, for Instagram, they kind of claimed it was because they were being bought by Facebook, and they're clearly enemies.
Facetagram?
Right. But now they've also eliminated the service from the Tumblr as well. So if you have your Tumblr connected to your Twitter, you can't find your other Twitter friends with Tumblr is basically what the issue is. But last week, I think it might have been Thursday night, and maybe we touched on it briefly before we ended, but Twitter released a whole new set of API rules.
Yes.
Basically... leaving out, basically cutting off a lot of the third-party app users, and then they're limiting any third-party clients like Tweetbot and Twitterific and
Tweetcaster.
Yeah, there's a ton of third parties.
It's pretty sad.
Well, and it's funny too because their Twitter apps are all based on, I think it was Tweety that they bought, and then they basically just use their apps instead of their own now. But, yeah, and everyone, and like we talked about app.net kind of coming up, they think they're going to make a premium version of Twitter by having people pay $50 a year, which, again, I don't know how that'll work. I don't really think it'll last.
I'm
going to
say shenanigans.
But if Twitter keeps on what they're doing and cutting people out, the Tumblr one, the Instagram one, they could kind of say it was okay. But
do you think the Tumblr one's a big deal?
The Tumblr one, they really have no reasoning behind it other than that they don't want it. The information is very valuable, and that's what they're trying to lock down.
The argument that I saw was Twitter is very open about sharing to other places, but Tumblr is very private in the aspect. Like they, well, not private, because you can post to like Facebook and a couple others, but what... Like, what they were allowing to be posted to Twitter, like, it wasn't equal, like, data sharing. You know, it wasn't as much of a two-way street. So they said, the argument that I had seen was, well, if you're not gonna have your stuff posting everything to us, then why should we share it all with you?
Right, but you can still share via Tumblr, you just can't locate your friends. And the big thing with that is they're saying that the data is very valuable because based on, if you can see someone you can follow, that's it builds a strong advertising marketing plan toward a specific person. Whereas because they can see like what brands you follow, they can see what maybe influencers or what celebrities you follow, so like they can sell you things that are endorsed by them, that type of thing. And so that's what they're doing. I saw an argument saying that they should just charge to be able to use that data then for the bigger companies, but who knows what'll happen. There's been a lot of talk around Twitter lately, and this is their turning point. I saw someone call it, reference it to the point when Apple kicked Steve Jobs out and replaced him with John Sculley, I think his name was, the Pepsi CEO at the time. So they're kind of like, someone, you know, paralleled it to that. Like, this is that moment for them. Like, maybe they're kind of going down a dark alley, and who knows if they'll come back. So
they're
going
to be mugged.
They could be. By a cat. Of some sort.
Like a tiger.
Yeah. Or a mountain lion.
Mountain lion. Or Steve Jobs lion.
Steve Jobs lion. Or Snoop lion. Who knows?
Who knows? Anywho. Well, this is awesome.
What's awesome?
Oh, this. I just need to go here, I guess. It's froze.
Freaking out. I'm going to skip ahead a little. And speaking of Facetagram, the FCC, or is it FTC, finished looking into the Instagram buyout by Facebook, and they've cleared it, to given it their go-ahead. Although I think I seen it was now only worth 776.
700 and some. I know it's over 750.
Yeah, I think it was like 776 instead of 1 billion, which is still a lot of money, but it's because a lot of it was in stocks. That's why.
I just saw... So much less.
Because clearly Facebook their stock had, has tumbled since they went public.
Facebook released another 20 million in stock, I believe. And... No, it was 14. And then the... I can't remember who it was, what his name was. Who sold a bunch of his stock? One of the main head honchos over there at FB.
A lot. I think a lot of them did last week when they finally were allowed to.
It's like... It just makes me laugh. It's like, ha 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 ha. Ah, ha ha ha.
Why does it make you laugh?
That Facebook's tumbling?
Yeah.
Because they opened and it was... They had a good hype man, Mike. They had a good hype man. And then they over 50% less.
You think On Live needs... I think that's because they were evaluated wrong.
You think they were evaluated wrong?
Yeah, like they just...
I think it was valued correct. I think it's worth it, but... What, like, where does Facebook go at this point? Well, if they would have done IPO, like, a year and a half ago... And they had said, you know, look at what we're going to be doing. Here's the updates we're doing. This is what we're doing with our ad services. We're looking at purchasing Instagram and all this crap. Even though, I mean, Instagram was kind of under the table, sort of. Like, it was all of a sudden like, hey, guess what? But still. Like, I think it was poorly timed. So, that's all.
Well, I just think it's a hard because there's never, like, it's been the biggest IPO ever. And then... It's just the fact that there's not any services to compare it to. I mean, it's not like Coke and Pepsi where you can see how one's doing better than the other. It's what do they have going against them? There's nothing to really base it on other than their earnings calls, which they were right on track with when they did their first one. So, I don't know. It is what it is. And speaking of Facebook, their iOS app was finally updated today. They went from HTML5 to a native application. And it is so much better. It is amazing now. Not amazing, but it works. So I guess that's why it's amazing. It worked before. It was just super slow. And
it was poorly coded.
Everybody complained about it. And I know they released a small update for the Android version, but I don't believe that I've heard bad things about that one's not that great either.
I've heard people complaining about it, and I have an update right now, I see. So maybe I shouldn't update.
Well, there's a small update, I know.
Let me see what they say. Oh, yeah, no, I did read about it. I know a lot of people had, I've read bad things about it, but, I mean, it's just, I feel like the mobile version, anyways, is already crappy, you know? So, I don't know. It seems crazy that a native app is better than the HTML5. And that kind of bothers me. Kind of bothers me, Mike. Why? Because I want HTML5 to be the future. I don't want to see... Are you going to die over there?
No, I'm fine.
Got a little flask over there?
Yep.
Are you smoking pot in my apartment? The hell?
Can't you smell it? Take it in.
I want HTML5 to be the way that things are gonna go. I want native apps, especially smaller things like this, to just disappear. I don't want to install stuff.
But Facebook isn't a small app. I mean,
yes, it's.
I mean, it's small, but I mean, there's.
But it's a web app. Why can't they make a good web app for mobile devices?
I don't know. Maybe see you should get into that business.
If I could program, I would. I mean, that's the future right now.
I think HTML5 is definitely the future of web browsing, but I think mobile is going to... I think it'll all depend on whatever operating system it runs on. So, we will see what happens.
I don't know. That was my rant. I want HTML5. I want it everywhere, Mike. Everywhere. Spotify.
Well, Flash is dead, so that's nice. Well, not dead, but mobile. Not that it ever mattered to me, but...
I don't use Spotify.
I know you don't.
You do. You're all over that shit.
Sometimes.
I just like my Google Music. Got all that everywhere. Let's see. I was just listening to some old Memphis Mayfire. See, look at that. Bam, could just start playing. Oop.
It doesn't seem like that's really working out.
No. I don't know what's going on. Oh. There we go. See? Pretty sweet. All my music. I was showing off to my mom.
Yeah?
Yeah. She likes it. She's like, I understand why somebody could get or spend a lot of time on a tablet. Because she was playing with it and I have Google Earth. So then she's like going crazy on Google Earth. It's pretty funny.
That's awesome. And speaking of native apps, so AT&T, maybe it was released by last week, I don't remember, but they said that they would only allow FaceTime over cellular with their new shared data plans, which also launched today. So if you have AT&T and you want to get one of those plans, you now have the ability to. Because it was speculated that they would be charging to be able to use it. But now they've said that you can use it as long as you have one of their new shared data plans, or their shared plans. And so a lot of people are calling net neutrality out on the fact that that shouldn't happen that way and whatever. And AT&T came back, I believe it was this morning or last night, and said that, oh, they can block it because it's a native app. It isn't something you download like Skype or, what's the other one, Fling or...
Well, there's Skype, Uvu, yeah, Fring, there's one more free one. I used Fring for a little bit. Meh. It's a bad UI.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Skype also had an update to their iPhone app, iOS app, allowing people to share pictures and stuff while they're chatting now. I don't know if that's been around for a while on the web version. I don't use Skype that often. Do you use Skype that often? Sometimes.
Yep. I use it enough. I mean, I use it for talking to Ebenezer.
Australianites?
Yep. That's the only time I use it, really.
We talked to Moses a couple times on it. You have anything you want to talk about password-wise? There's an interesting article on Ars Technica. Did you ever read it?
No, I saved it. I haven't been home.
So they're saying that, essentially...
We're effed.
Passwords are at the weakest they have been, and the hackers are just continuing to get better.
Well, I know, like I was saying, with, like, a current computer, it can do 82,000 passwords a minute or something like that.
It's a couple.
For cracking. So it's like... And, like, when all of these websites get hacked and stuff, they are using those to create trends of, like, what kind of passwords are being used. So, I mean, really, it's just a downward slope for us. I don't know. The article is really interesting, and I think I should post it on our Facebook, actually. Because it's really, I mean, I just did enough to read the first... paragraph.
Yeah. But, like we talked about last week, if you haven't changed your passwords in a while, go change them. Don't use the same one everywhere.
Which makes it difficult, especially if you have lots of accounts. And I'm still looking at... I haven't dug into password-safe applications. But, I mean, I don't... It's a...
Maybe we should each use one and then...
do a little review.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do LastPass. Is it LastPass?
There's LastPass and 1Password. I think. We'll look at it later. All right. But...
Stand by.
Yeah. We'll check into that. And we talked about... Last week, we talked about Square.
Square.
Well, we talked about them with their fees, but the week before that, we talked about them hooking up with Starbucks, and that was a pretty big deal. Well, PayPal decided they needed to have an answer for that, and so this week they have partnered with Discover.
And everyone was like, who cares about Discover?
You don't care about Discover?
No.
Do you care about PayPal?
Yes. Well, a little bit.
But
minusculely.
It's interesting to see. I don't know all the details, but it'll be interesting to see if somehow they work out like, I mean, PayPal has their little triangle reader, which is funny that it's a triangle. But if something gets worked out, if they're gonna, you know, like, maybe you won't have to pay PayPal fees if you have a Discover card, or what kind of things they could do in the future with that. Did you hear about the new Nikon camera?
The D something something something?
I don't know what the name is, but it's gonna be run by Android.
Yep. Well, not the whole thing.
It's gonna have an Android operating system in it. It's not going to be run by it, but...
Yeah, see? You're just making stuff up.
It's the Coolpix. I don't know what the numbers are, but... But basically, where the touchscreen is, the software will be Android. Which will be interesting to see how well it works. Well, it'll be interesting to see what version they put in it. But a lot of people... Everyone's like, oh, that'll change, you know? Think of your Instagram pictures then with a nice camera and... Immediately going to whatever network. Whether or not it has Wi-Fi, I don't know, but I think that would be an easy...
I'm guessing it will.
And even if you don't, they have those SD cards that have Wi-Fi built into them that you can get, the iCards or whatever.
It's pretty sweet. It's a good idea.
I'm surprised, actually, that it hasn't happened sooner. Well, it was even before that, it was funny, there was a parody of... it was that... iPhone 5 is what it was, but it was a camera. It looked like kind of like a Canon or a big Nikon, like the big DSLRs, but it was the new iPhone. Then it's like, it was, you know, for taking pictures of food is kind of how they were selling it, because that's what people on Instagram do. And Siri was automatically making captions for it. It's a pretty funny commercial, or parody, because it's not a real commercial, obviously.
What?
Maybe it will be, who knows?
Could be.
You never know. But it'll be cool to see what they do with it. I mean, that I don't know if there's as many... Are there a ton of photo apps on Android?
Yeah. Yeah, like when I was looking for just a basic one, it was like... I think, yeah, I don't know. There's a lot.
So it'll be interesting to see if it'll be a full-fledged version or if they'll just, you know, put some crazy skin on top of it and make it... very limited, or if it'll, I mean, it's pretty endless for opportunities for them. About a year ago, HP quit the tablet market. Is almost exactly a year ago, and they had their fires. They had left their, was it 29 days they had their. What are their tablets called? The one that Pat bought.
The
touchpad?
Touchpad.
So they had their fire sale of those, which was the only time. I mean, they didn't. So then they decided to kill off their whole tablet market, and they weren't going to do that, and they were just going to. There's all this talk about them spinning off their mobility side and lots of stuff. And so they killed their tablets, and they're not making phones. They're sticking to, they want to go to enterprise, basically, is what they said at the time. But it turns out now they have brought someone back, and they're possibly getting into the tablet market again with Windows 8.
And everyone said, woohoo, right?
Exactly.
They need a hype man.
They need a hype man?
I think so.
HP is a pretty big name, though.
Yeah, look how good they did with their touchpad.
Well, they didn't...
Look how good they did.
It was funny. I didn't even think they gave it any time. They only had it on sale for 29 days.
Look how good they did, Mike. That's what I'm trying to say.
Seems pretty crazy.
You're not listening to me.
Seems crazy that they would just go and do it again. In other companies that are doing crazy stuff, Motorola apparently is now trying to sue Apple. Not that that's necessarily crazy, but Motorola as a company is crazy.
Google?
Motorola. Well, right. Google is secretly behind it, but...
See what I did there?
Or semi-openly behind it, but... So they're trying to get a ban on, I know, the iPhones, the iPads, I'm pretty sure the MacBooks and the iMacs. And a lot of it has to do with iCloud stuff and the way things talk, and I think Siri might be involved. There's a lot of different patents they are claiming now that the process of being bought by Google is fully through, that they are now trying to, they've filed for an injunction to ban a ton of Apple's products from getting into the United States. So we will have to see what happens with that. In the Apple-Samsung battle, Apple and Samsung both had their closing arguments earlier this week. And hopefully there will be a deliberation soon, but it's like a 120-page questionnaire that each jury member had to fill out. There's a ton of stuff. Did you see that at all?
Uh-uh. Well, I know.
So it's like a giant book they all got that they have to go through and...
Sad.
What?
I'm sad that I didn't keep the quote that you had that I had sent you from that article I was reading about it, where it's
about
like...
rectangles and TVs?
Yeah, how Apple thinks that they can patent a shape, and Samsung had come out and said, you know, look at TV... Like, if you go to, say, Best Buy or wherever and look at TVs, like, they're all... flat screen LCD TVs with, you know, and they're all rectangle. They're all very, I mean, if you took brand names off of TVs, like if mine didn't say Samsung on there, granted you would know what it was just because you know me, but I mean, like, there's not a lot of people that would be able to discern an LG from a Samsung.
Or a Sharp or a Pioneer.
You know, so it's like, there's so I thought that features. Argument was very valid.
Right, but I'm surprised that they didn't have tons of lawsuits there at some point. But TVs kind of grew up the same. But Apple really does have a patent on, not the shape itself, but, you know, of the phone at some point. And it depends on how broad they want to try to calculate that, whether or not it is a rectangle. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. From the way I kind of understand it, with the whole, if Samsung wins, they're winning by trying to say that all the Apple patents are invalid by having previous claims on certain stuff and, you know, saying, well, this came before there, so their patent should be invalid. So if that happens, there'll be a whole lot more lawsuits against Apple. What?
Nothing. Laughing at chat. Never mind. Keep going. You're doing good.
And if Apple wins, then it'll be pretty bad news for Samsung. And already in a month or two, there's already a whole other lawsuit that's about to start up, which will be against the Nexus. Apple against Samsung about the Nexus stuff. So there'll be a lot of law stuff.
People will be crying.
People will be crying. We talked about Nokia and Windows having an announcement on September 5th. And there's one other company now that has said there's an announcement on September 5th.
Everyone's trying to get their crap in.
And then now today Amazon announced they're having an invite. They sent out invites today for an event on September 6th.
Everyone's trying to get their crap in before Apple.
Yeah. So with the Amazon one, everyone thinks that it'll be Kindles, but then they're like, every other Kindle announcement they've had has been in New York, and this one's in California. Is it something else? They're all pretty hush-hush about it. Kindles would make sense, especially given that we're approaching the holiday season. But at the very least, we know that September will be a very busy month for tech news. If there's all these announcements, and Apple inevitably has some sort of announcement, which is supposed to be the 12th, supposedly, all but confirmed.
Ooh, link cut off.
After 24 years of publishing, Nintendo Power is going to end. Did you ever read Nintendo Power?
All the time. I got... Why did... My mom let me get a subscription for a year as a present. And then my aunt's boyfriend, he gave me all of his old ones because we were back, like... two versions of Nintendo, so he gave us all of his old ones, which was basically current to me, so it was sweet.
It was a good magazine. It's sad to see that'll go, but it makes sense, because
it doesn't make sense.
Well, Nintendo's losing money and print's losing money, and so those two things together just
sponsor BS
don't seem like they're gonna win out.
No, they're not, and it's too bad.
But it is crazy that it's been going so long, and a lot of people are upset about it.
And it's probably all people that aren't subscribed to it anyways.
Probably a lot of them, really.
You know, I think it's more of just a nostalgic type.
Right. Anime. I mean, when I think about it, I think back to, like, Super Mario 3. Like, looking at them back then, or Mega Man. I would read about walkthroughs for games I'd never even played, because... It just seemed cool. Like, I only had, like, three games.
And then if you ever did play one, you'd be like,
oh shit, I know back. It all.
Stand back. I got this shit.
That's right. You know, I had to be prepared for anything, right?
That's right.
So...
I know what it's like. You don't have to explain to me.
I'm not exactly sure when they will be ending. I would assume probably the end of the year. But they said, the editor-in-chief said he was going to do his best to make... the last few issues as great as they could be, so there's that. I can't even remember the last time I even looked at one, though, really. So
no, it's been ages.
In Europe, Everything Everywhere, which is the name of a cellular company, is getting the first LTE out in England. It's a pretty big deal because they don't have any LTE in their cellular networks work much better than ours do, because they have everything interchangeable and they all sell all the same phones, and yeah, it's just a lot better there. Although they are behind us right now in speed because they're not as competitive, but it really pushes the customer service. But this Everything Everywhere company is the one that's getting it, go ahead and do it first, although everyone else will be behind them.
So they're going to be singing that song. Never mind, I got nothing.
The girl sings on the motorcycle?
No.
The T-Mobile girl?
Mm-mm.
What song?
Nothing.
You don't have a song?
I do, but just ignore me right now.
I feel like you're going out of control over there.
No, I'm trying to find something.
Vertical Horizon?
No, it wasn't. Just move on!
I can't.
Move on!
I need to know.
Move on! Next story. T-Mobile, huh?
Yeah.
Unlimited.
What Michael. Song were they singing?
Anything You Want. That's the... What is it? I don't even know how it goes. That's why I said no. It's like... Any Way You Want. Any Way You Want.
Is that R.E.O.?
Yeah. Right? It's Rio?
I think... I don't know. It's some 80s
band.
You
know the song I'm talking about, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the song. That's all.
Okay.
Why you gotta be that guy?
Because I needed to know before we could move on. So anyway, T-Mobile.
I hate this guy.
T-Mobile is bringing back True Unlimited.
They're bringing sexy back.
For $80.
No, they're bringing sexy back, Mike. It's only them and Sprint. They're only the only ones that know what's going on.
And it's for their LTE. It will be compatible with their LTE network that they are rolling out.
Woo!
So, and I believe that also starts September 5th.
The whistles go woo.
The only catch is that you cannot use your phone as mobile hotspot if you have that unlimited data.
Look into a program called Foxfy. It'll make all of your troubles go away.
Although, was it last week or the week before we talked about Verizon getting sued, or not sued, but fined by the FCC for blocking hotspot apps, and I kind of wonder if T-Mobile will fall under some sort of category, but maybe because it's listed differently than, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Because they're saying right out that, because Verizon got sued by the FCC saying they couldn't
block the
hotspotting apps. But their T-Mobile is saying you can get it for without, but you can't use hotspotting.
I haven't gotten in trouble yet, and I've been using it for...
But you can get throttled eventually.
Well, it's like I don't know why...
That's the whole catch to this $80, is that you can't hotspot at all.
Like, what I don't get is, like, why would... I understand, I guess, maybe more so with the... Well, that's a lot of... Is that with a phone plan, I'm assuming? $80? That's not just having unlimited data. That's not...
I would assume it's unlimited everything.
So that's a good price. What I don't get is, and I was gonna say, I guess I understand more so maybe with the unlimited, just because you could be surfing up a storm with a tab. But like with mine, like I've got 2 gigs, and at 4G speed, and then once I hit over 2 gigs, it's throttled. Like, why would they even care if I use a hotspot? If I use up my 2 gigs in 10 minutes, like, cool story, bro. What are you searching over there?
To see if it's included with everything.
Oh, I get it. No dead air.
No dead air. I would assume that it is unlimited everything.
Agreed.
But right now it's very similar, isn't it? How much is yours? Like, is it around that price?
No.
But you have limited data, or you just have throttled?
It's 2 gigs, 2 gigs at 4G, and then. Yeah.
And then, yeah.
2 gigs, and then it's throttled.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not...
Totally unlimited.
It's not that serious. It's not that serious, Mike. Not that SRS.
What's not that serious?
2 gigs. Like, I don't come, like...
I actually printed off a chart of my usage today, because I was curious.
You can't check on your phone?
Yeah, I can, but...
Oh.
Then I wanted to look, though, over the last... I looked back, like, the last year and a half. Like, they actually had a whole chart, like, just data usage, and I could see by month on a bar graph.
So it's, what, the 23rd? And I use my phone all the time. I'm at...
But when you're at home, it's connected to your Wi-Fi, right?
I don't use Wi-Fi at all on my phone.
For real?
For real.
And how much do you use?
It's fun. Well, actually, looking at my usage, because it breaks down by app. Go ice cream sandwich. My biggest usage is actually through Google Plus, which is because it's uploading all my pictures to Google Plus. But my usage this month is just under a gig.
And how long do you have left?
Till September 11th.
So you're a little more than halfway.
Yep.
And you've used how much? Just under a gig, is that what you said?
Yeah. Looking at...
You don't ever use Wi-Fi? Well...
I honestly do not use Wi-Fi on my phone. The only time I've used Wi-Fi is when I've made a phone call
over to Wi-Fi. Eben.
Yep.
I would say your usage is probably down, though.
Why?
Because you got the tablet.
Right.
So I would think at home, like you wouldn't, like even if you still bring it to work and use it there, like on lunch, right?
Yep.
So I would assume that you would probably have been using your tablet a lot more. But you run it through your phone. Just at work or like here too?
No, this connects automatically to my Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Because I turn off my hotspot once I'm done at
lunch. You just use it when you're at lunch.
Yep.
Okay.
But, I was going to look at what my usage was on this. Data usage. This would be...
But it's kind of hard because some of that will be redundant because you use it at lunch and then it goes through your hotspot. But you could probably check that out since Ice Cream Sandwich breaks it down by app. You could see the hotspotting using it differently. Plus that won't break it out by month, I bet. Or does it do it by a timestamp?
Time, yep. So, since July 26th, I've used, like, just pushing through this, 3 and a third gigs. That's not that much.
Mm-mm. No, most months.
And all, and my most of mine is through Google Music, because I use that all the time. So easy. It's just too easy.
When I was looking at mine, mine were all like a half a gig a month, so.
Oh, that's not bad at
all. But I always have Wi-Fi on when I'm at home.
Gotcha.
So mine always, I mean, if you looked at my internet usage at my house, I'm always at like 225 to 240 gigs a month, so it's a little bit different, but. But if you, and maybe T-Mobile is going to make it so that if you have a new LTE iPhone, you can switch over to them.
Actually, I lied. I've only used 436 meg.
This month?
Since the 11th.
Yeah.
So.
So 10 days?
Yeah.
Well, 12.
12 officially. But who's counting?
Right. Who is counting? But it has been a slow week for news, and that's really all I have. Do you have anything else?
Ooh, I did have a couple random-esque stories that I was going to...
Was it about Curiosity moving?
No, but that was pretty cool. Yeah, Curiosity, the rover on Mars, they moved yesterday, 10 feet. Everything.
They're getting crazy up there.
All successful. They're getting ready to move to a big crater now. Oh, and they did some lasers. Did you hear about the lasers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they lasered some rocks. Cool story.
Angry Birds in Space updated today on iOS and input the pig stealing Curiosity.
Because
they're like partnered with NASA.
Oh, and that guy I was talking about at Facebook, that was Peter Thiel.
Oh, I did see that.
He sold 20 million shares.
He's a big investor.
Yeah.
Peter Thiel.
Yeah, that's it. That was the only one I had.
That was the only one.
Yeah, the rest of my crap was just random. Like, more. Too random for this.
I don't think that's possible, but I'll take your word for it.
Don't just take our word for it. Try it.
Try what?
That was from, I don't remember what show that was from.
I think you just made that up.
No. Don't just take our word for it. Now you're going to make me look it up?
Anyway.
Call me a liar? Follow us on Facebook.
At facebook.com/bleedgeek. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/bleedgeek or at bleedgeek. Follow us on Tumblr at bleedgeek.tumblr.com.
Nope. Oh, yep, you're right. My bad. What did I say? Don't just something.
Don't just take our word for it.
Oh, yeah.
Try it yourself. This guy. 3 seconds later, and it's gone.
Ah. Don't just take our word.
Try it. Is it from Bill Nye? No.
I want to say it was Reading Rainbow.
Maybe that's right. But would it be Read It Yourself? You can give us an email if you'd like to, if you know the answer, you could email us at fans@bleedgeek.com or give us a call at 406-794-3357, which is 406-79-GEEKS. Like we told you earlier this week, I guess, you can always check out Matt's stuff or any of our movie news at bleedgeek.com/movies. The Point After Attempt will be starting back up again next week, bringing you football news of the world and trying to help you win that fantasy championship this year. You can follow them on Facebook and get up to date, injury reports at facebook.com/thepointafterattempt. And if you join us earlier next week, you can watch us live. You can follow us all individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
At the Crandall. With two L's.
You can follow Fowler at FowlerFF and Josh at the Nyman.
Correct.
And with that, I will thank you for listening. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
Have a good night.